Dear students and friends, welcome to State Open University, Odisha. I am Dr. Professor Shankar Chatterjee from Hyderabad. It is a Government of India's organization, popularly known as NIRD and PR. Full form is National Institute of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj. We cater the training needs of the officers of different levels in India. And that way, from top level officers to bankers, bank officers, and the grassroots level officers attend. Plus, sometimes we train the panchayat level officers. So, friends, students, I will cover here two issues which are presently relevant to you. One is planning related, decentralized planning. And another is PRA. Earlier it was formed known as Participatory Rural Appraisal, but presently it is popularly known in the world as PRA, Important Research Methodology, where the planning at the top down level or grassroots levels are being taken care of in the world. So, friends, so again welcome. Let me start few points about the decentralized planning. Decentralized planning, it started long ago, and initially it was top down. Planning was taking place at a top level and it is being percolated at the grassroots level. For example, it is say started at New Delhi. New Delhi, the planning decided and it come to the Odisha state. Odisha state, it has gone to the district, district to block, block to village. But it was found that due to socio-cultural differences and variations in the country, the single model may not work. So, the concept came again the bottom up. The lower level, the grassroots level workers or villagers will decide, and it will, they will highlight their problem issues regarding their local areas. This will go up block, then district, then state, then central level. And that way, of course, subsequently PRA, which is earlier known as Participatory Rural Appraisal, that word was being developed and being used in the country. Friends, students, all of you know our first 5-year plan started in the 1951. So, it was the plan period was 1956. Basically, Harrod-Domar model was used, and that was full importance was given for the agriculture development because of the partition of the country. Agriculture was a great factor. Food production was the great factor at that time. Second plan was came as a Mahalanobis model in 1956 to 1961, and that industrialization in this case took place. Third plan target was 5.6, and it took up as a self-reliant and self-generating process. In the meantime, that during the third 5-year plan 61 to 66, so war took place and country faced a severe drought problem. So, subsequently we find there are 3 annual plans. There is no 5-year plan during that after third 5-year plan. We call it is a plan holiday 1966 to 69. Then fourth plan came 69 to 74. Here emphasis was given for agriculture and other sectors. If you go through it plan period, you will be finding then fourth plan came after the plan holiday. And this period is crucial because the this earlier it was that due to agricultural problem, the war, the lot of problems. So, fourth plan again take care of that food items and others. So, friends, then fifth plan also came where the growth was given importance, removal of poverty. By this time you know, friends, that the students, you remember that small farmer development agency, marginal farmer, agriculture laborer agency, all this was the concept. And during this period, we find that IRDP type of rural development programs came. And of course, change of government, if you have to look into this, change of government those days came, and this the change of government introduced a rolling plan concept. Because the plan then after all this, if you go through it, you will get a glance how the things are being developed. Now, in the sixth plan 1980 to 85, we have seen that all poverty alleviation, poverty eradication measures were taken up, and IRDP, TRISM, DOCRA, CITRA, different types of rural development programs were introduced in the country. And in the seventh plan, we find also the rural development given lot of importance. Eighth plan also continued. And friends, ninth plan also passed away that process. Tenth plan also passed away. 11th plan passed away, and now we are in the middle of the 12th five-year plan. 12th five-year plan growth rate has been highlighted as 8%. You know, friends, more the growth rate, it is assumed that poverty will come down, because with low growth rate, poverty cannot come down. So they are having both positive relationship. High growth, if GDP is high, poverty will, the quality of life will be high. Standard of living will be high, people will get employment, and their income level will go up, thus poverty will come down. So friends, you have to see that plan periods are very important, and that way ultimately it is found that yes, the planning at the Indian types of villages, where we are having lakhs of villages, you might be knowing there are 2.5 lakh village panchayats are there, and lot of revenue villages are there. So now it has new concept has come in the decentralized planning process called Gram Panchayat Development Plan, GPDP. That is, each panchayat was Gram Panchayat Development means each village panchayat will plan whatever their basic needs. If this panchayat can plan according to the basic needs, in that case the each village will be self-reliant, what Gandhiji was dream of Gandhiji. Now, this is the decentralized planning concept, and most important part of decentralized planning concept is the Gram Panchayat Development Plan. Another thing, friends, you as a student, you have to remember that there are three types of planning in the world itself. One is called macro level planning, that is top level planning. Another is called meso or major level, third is micro level. Micro level may district, block, village, and meso level may be state, and macro level may be nation and country. But context is different. According to context, you have to identify what is the macro, what is the meso, what is the micro level. So friends, now all you know that in the Panchayat Raj systems, 29 items have been segregated, decentralized at the local level. So this is also another example of the decentralized planning. We are having a great experience in the country. So decentralized planning, it has to be seen in the various angle. So that context, I would like to again reiterating that decentralized planning, when talk, latest model is Gram Panchayat Development Plan, which is popularly known as GPDP. And time to time, various measures have been taken for decentralized planning. So, dear students, you go through all these aspects because it will enhance your knowledge, enhance your future spirit and future guidance for higher study, for your PhD study, for your development studies. Friends, now when we talk about decentralized planning, grassroots planning, micro planning, Gram Panchayat Development Plan, immediately this new word, new research methodology, it is a methodology known as PRA. It was again, as a student, I must reiterating, I must tell you that PRA, full form participatory rural appraisal, but it can be used in urban areas. It can be apart from appraisal, identification, monitoring, evaluation, in all aspects can be done. So now there is no concept of participatory rural appraisal. Commonly word is used word as a PRA, because PRA helps at the grassroots level planning. There are different types of tools and techniques are there. When you took up any study at under PRA, first village, go to the village and have good impression about the village. Up to this point, I am winding up that this covers in nutshell about your the planning process, including decentralized planning and micro level planning. Then we are shifting over to another topic called PRA, which is important part of decentralized planning, micro level planning. wishing all the best, have a nice day and all the success from my side. Thank you very much.